The following paid program is sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications. Opinions expressed do not necessarily represent those of staff and management of WRMN Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Freedom Rings. I'm your host, Kenneth John. With me is my excellent producer. How you doing, Mike?
Doing very well, thank you. How you doing today?
I'm getting by.
Uh-oh.
Just kidding. My old age, you'd think I'd learn by now. And this time of season, when my business slows down, I just get depressed.
Of course.
It's amazing how much I really love my work. I really do. You know, some people really,
it's always nice. Well,
I guess
it has
probably nothing to do with the fact that Ron Paul took fourth in South Carolina.
Yeah,
too.
What happened there?
Well, I hate to blame the media. It's almost sound like a broken record sometimes, but, and it could be, well, it could be a few things. It could be just the fact, and originally I thought South Carolina is not going to be Ron Paul's state, just the nature of the state.
Uh-huh.
The evangelical Christians, there's a lot of military bases there. I think they're those gung-ho, warmongering Christians. Now, to sure. me, that's a...
oxymoron.
Oxymoron. Mm-hmm. But it could be that. But, you know, he got these huge endorsements, like the top Tea Party state senator, Tom Davis, plus three other state senators. But the media didn't touch those. I virtually saw no interviews of him until after the election. It really seemed like it was a concerted effort by the news media to ignore Ron Paul, because when they didn't ignore him in New Hampshire, he did pretty darn well. So they reverted back to ignoring him. And let's see, after the Thursday night debate, the CNN debate Thursday night, somebody calculated all of the post-election analyses, and they counted up the time, the amount of mentions of the name of the candidates' names on these analyses of all the different networks and cable shows, and the candidates, all candidates were ranging in like 80, 90, 100 times mentioned. Ron Paul, amongst all, after the debate, amongst all the cable shows and networks or whatever that were covering their post-election or post-debate analysis, out of all that, Ron Paul was mentioned once. Hmm. And he did really well Thursday night, too. I mean, he was hitting them out of the park. It's so concerted, it's so obvious, it's so concerted that we can't give Ron Paul much coverage because we do, and he becomes popular. We can't let that happen. So there really was just no coverage of him in South. And my understanding was even inside South Carolina, the coverage was very lacking. Very small coverage.
Well, how hard is it to sway someone's opinion who's already a Republican, who already knows who they're going to vote for? How hard is it to sway their opinion from their guy to someone else, no matter what they
think
about?
Well, in South Carolina, evidently, half of the people decided on the last day.
They didn't know until the last day who they wanted
yes.
to vote for?
Yes, and only 11% went for Ron Paul.
Okay.
So it lends me to believe that the media does have a difference. Now, the other thing, of course, is Gingrich is obviously a great debater. I mean, I think the guy has the lowest of low slime balls on the earth.
Okay.
But he's a great debater, and people seem, they have such a hatred of Obama. They want to nominate someone who's just going to go out after and get him, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And they think Gingrich is that guy. But they're not looking past their nose. They can't see. I can envision all these ads against Gingrich. Just destroy him. And there's just one picture on the that's been floating around Facebook of a picture, a pretty sad looking picture of Gingrich. It says, "I'm using my daughters for my first marriage to denounce lies of my second marriage for the purpose of saving my third marriage or something like that.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, yeah.
The time when Gingrich was lauding family values in Congress and denouncing Clinton and leading the impeachment of Bill Clinton for lying about his affairs was the same time Gingrich was cheating on his wife and screwing his assistant. How much slimier can you get than that? And I'm sorry, you know, these evangelical Christians, well, we believe in redemption, if, you know, penance and redemption, and Newt Gingrich is truly sorry for his past sex, but does anybody really believe that? How convenient. Well, I'm running for president, so I better convert to Catholicism, where I'm totally forgiven for my past sins. The slime ball got millions of dollars from Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, which helped destroy. It was part and parcel of destroying this economy, increasing the housing bubble that burst. He's been in favor of mandates for national health care, and these so-called limited government Republicans would vote for Gingrich. It makes absolutely no sense, except that he's a good debater. That's another one I saw a chart on Facebook. You know, pros and cons, and for Gingrich it had pros, great debater, and cons was like a list of about 20 things. You know, so I don't know. I do think, and Florida will not be a good tell either, because that's just not, it's not a good state for Ron Paul.
It's not a good tell for you, but it's a good tell for South Carolina. It's a good tell for Florida. I mean, if you lived in Florida, you'd say it probably was a good tell. I mean, it's hard for you to say that because you live in Illinois.
Well, what I'm saying is I think the tell for me, for Ron Paul, will be in Nevada, because he did really well last time. In fact, the Republican, the Ron Paul people took over the state convention. So they abolished the state convention. And evidently, the Republican Party is totally was in disarray this year after the Medina run against the president of the Senate, Senator from Utah, a Democrat. I can't remember his name. Oh, God. At any rate, excuse me. Evidently, the Ron Paul people have taken over that Republican Party again. In Nevada. So that's going to be interesting. I suspect that in the Nevada caucuses, Ron Paul will win. If Ron Paul does not win the Nevada caucuses, then his chances of getting nominated are zilch.
Right.
But it's all in the air now, because, you know, the establishment hates Gingrich, too. The establishment Republicans do not like Gingrich. They want Romney, because he's controllable. He's a nice, good robot. Where Gingrich is, you never know what he's going to say the next second. The guy is totally out of control. But he does think grandiose ideas. Just ask him. My wife says, Herman Cain was an egomaniac, or is an egomaniac. Gingrich is a megalomaniac. And Rick Santorum's a narcissist. If you look at him and think about that, I think you gotta agree with that. So yeah, that it could have something to do with me being a little down. Plus the fact that I hate New York, and New York Giants are going to be in the Super Bowl. Okay, Eli Manning's having a good season.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on, what?
I don't know.
You like Eli Manning?
No, I don't.
Oh, you just don't want to think about it or talk about it? Or
I don't really mind the Super Bowl this year. It's
East Coast Super Bowl. We're supposed, from the Midwest, we're supposed to hate the East Coast.
Patriots and Giants, whatever. I can't wait to see the ads.
I was hoping for the 49ers.
I was too, really rooting for the 49ers.
Idiot dropping the ball on punts.
Wow, twice. Letting it hit his knee.
One hit his knee.
And then he acted like, how did, you know, well, you hit your knee. You're the only one on the field that knows it hit your knee. Anyway, yeah, I don't think the Giants, they beat the Packers. I'm happy about that, but that was it. That was it.
So you think it's going to be the Patriots?
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, I'm always wrong, so it's going to be.
I don't know.
The Giants.
I don't know. That wasn't that great a game, Patriots and.
No.
And of course, Patriots got lucky. The chip shot field goal missed.
Yeah, anything can happen out there on any given Sunday.
On any given Sunday.
You got that right. Okay.
Mike's pulling out the cliche book.
I've had it out all morning.
And they put their pants on one leg at a time too.
Yes.
All right, enough of that. Oh, I haven't even got to the stupid regulations yet.
Can't wait.
This is from England. Jolly old England. Samantha Hamilton and Colin Freeman spent months getting rid of their dead plants, broken bottles, and scrap metal from the, they call it a verge. That's like the parkway area that's actually owned by the community, city whatever. Next to their home in the village of Mitchett, Surrey. You would think, boy, what good neighbors, huh?
Yeah.
They cleaned that all up. Not quite, I mean, in front of their property.
Sure.
They cleaned it all up. So they themselves thought they were being good neighbors. So they were a little baffled by a solicitor's letter telling them to return it to its former state, or face legal action.
Really?
Yes.
How dare you spruce it up, huh?
Part of Verge is owned by the Highway Authority, which means residents are barred from tending to it. The couple, both civilian workers in the Ministry of Defense, have even been told to pay 78 francs. I don't know, 78,000, if that's francs or whatever. Whatever it is, for a respective license to carry out the work. Retrospective. Oh, for a retro... Oh, 78 francs, yeah, for a license to restore it to its original. And according to Miss Hamilton, so she said, when we moved in, it looked like a wasteland. It was so overgrown that one neighbor didn't even realize there was a house there. excuse me. So they've been ordered to reverse the work. The couple estimated they spent several hundred pounds replacing the dead. I said francs. I meant pounds.
Okay. Well,
francs would be.
Insert foreign currency here.
Yeah, that would be French, right? Of course, they're pounds. Which I grow. Mr. Freeman, as a qualified tree surgeon, spent days cutting down back the bushes, which had grown to 15 bushes. Had grown to 15 feet, making it difficult to see traffic when leaving the property. A couple estimated they spent several hundred pounds replacing the dead trees and new shrubs. They received complaints, with one neighbor actually sending a card to say thanks. And the couple said, you know, the house was covered with weeds and rubbish. One neighbor who declined to be named said it was fine before and it matched the other side of the road. Now it looks a bit strange. So evidently that was the person that complained.
Sure.
Some of us like to go and pick blueberries on the verge. There's a few people here that wonder why they were cutting it all down. The couple says they'll refuse to pay for the fee for the license, which means they could face legal action. Well, that's the gist of it. It's, my God. And I mean, that could have happened in America, too,
sure
I think.
Sure could have. Absolutely.
That's what you get for trying to be a good neighbor. Another instance, African-American Muslim student Balela Ahmed was enrolled at Connecticut University of Bridgeport to become a chiropractor. To make a long story short, she was constantly being harassed, sexually harassed by some other student. And she kept on complaining to various teachers. They did nothing about it. They said, what do you want us to do? What do you suggest we do? My hands are tied. So rather than having her claims addressed, evidently this person who was the perpetrator of the sexual harassment decided to turn the tables on her and accuse her of being a terrorist. So since this lady, young lady, tried to stick up for her own rights, she was visited by the FBI.
Oh, yeah?
Because she was accused of terrorism. And evidently the University of Bridgeport never really fully investigating, but all they needed to know was that the FBI was investigating her, so they expelled her. So that's the new racism in America, folks. That's the new prejudice in America. If you're Muslim, oh, look out. You can be indefinitely detained by the military. You can, well, you name it. You name it. And honest, intellectually honest people need to think back what things were like when they grew up, maybe in the 50s or 60s or whatever, and how it was for black people and how we've come so far in eradicating prejudice in this country. Well, no, it's just shifted.
It's always something.
It's just shifted. They always seem to have some group to hate.
If it wasn't blacks, it was Japs during World War II.
Right.
Wasn't it communists for a long time?
Yep.
Can you look at somebody and, you know, it's always something. And now it's terrorists.
I guess that's human. I guess it's human. It's really sad. I guess it's human nature. I don't know. I don't know. People really need to look in the mirror, and especially those of you who call yourself Christians.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm getting in trouble now with various acquaintances because I can't stand the hypocrisy anymore, the Christian hypocrisy. And I recently wrote, people, if you want to check it out, it's on freedomringsnow.blogspot.com. I wrote a little piece called Who Would Jesus Kill? WWJK.
Who would Jesus kill? Nice.
Or, you know, I also mentioned, who would Jesus bomb? Spurred on by the fact that Rick Santorum thought it was wonderful, the fact that Iranian scientists might be being assassinated in Iran. And this general feeling that it's just war is just so wonderful coming from some of these evangelical Christians. Even though it violates just war theory, which was Christian induced, Catholic Church by St. Augustine and Thomas Aquinas and others, and Martin Luther, developed this theory of just war and preemptive war, folks, doesn't fit that. Preemptive war doesn't fit that. It's unchristian. Preemptive war is unchristian. And so I hearken back to a previous episode in my life in my younger days when I lived in Brookfield, and this couple their house was being condemned, and I investigated it, and I didn't really see too much bad happening around the house. The inside was a little dilapidated, but didn't look like anything dangerous, and it was their house anyway. They were using a compost pile outside, which was ahead of their time. This is in the early mid-70s, and some neighbors thought that was attracting rodents. So I was starting to fight for the couple's right to keep their own house, and at the same time, I was in the choir at St. Barbara's there in Brookfield, and I found out that it was the very parishioners and maybe even people in the choir that were fighting, or they were going after this old couple to take their house away, wrote a letter to the pastor of the church. He did nothing. And that episode, I was reminded of that episode by seeing this hypocritical hatred of Christians. And at the same time, I'm in the choir singing about the Prince of Peace. You know, love thy neighbor as thyself.
Mm-hmm.
Love thy enemy. Turn the other cheek. All these Christian concepts of whatsoever you do to the least of my brother, that you do unto me. And it seems to me so many, I don't know if it's a majority, I don't know, but it's a good group of big group of people, call themselves Christians, sing this every Sunday, recite this every Sunday, all these words, and they're totally meaningless. Totally meaningless. So you, And I apologize to my guest coming up, Senator Chris Lawson. I'm just getting on a little bit of a tirade here. So we have to get to him, but it's just, I've had it up to here with hypocritical Christians who are supposed to be peace-loving people. Sorry. You aren't. You aren't Christian. If you want to be a warmonger, then adhere to the Old Testament, Jewish Old Testament maybe, with the vengeful God, or become an atheist or an agnostic. But I'm sorry, you can't be a Christian and be a warmonger. Sorry. Case closed. We will be back after a few minutes.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its Constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through its jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats? Or regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well, then America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms of our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Diamond Jim's Gas Grill, 325 Meyer Avenue in East Dundee, at the corner of Meyer and Barrington Avenues, on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings, and I'd like to welcome to the program, with huge apologies, to my friend, State Senator Chris Lawson. How you doing, sir?
Kenneth, great. And you know, you guys are worth waiting for, aren't you?
Well, I appreciate it.
Come on, I got up on a Monday morning a couple hours ago, you know, to hear what was on your mind. And so, those lucky listeners.
I don't know how lucky they are, but I appreciate the comments. One thing I forgot to mention in my rant and tirade was what really spurred me on is when the South Carolina viewers in the audience last Monday night actually booed and jeered the Golden Rule.
Ooh.
And I think, oh my God. And it's like 60% are supposed to be evangelical Christians there in South Carolina. So I'm assuming a lot of them were Christian. And it just astounded me. And it's just, I don't know, I have no patience anymore.
You know, the thing that I'm trying to focus on is, you know, what do we do about it? You know, where do we start? And I think that it's you know, in our own behavior. I think that it's one of the reasons why right. the hypocrisy bothers you so much.
Right.
Then it's within our own family's conduct.
Right.
And then I think it's in our community. I mean, it's what we do locally. So,
yeah.
I can't disagree with you there. Yeah. I don't have the $1 billion to run against Obama. You know, it's going to cost more than that this year to run. Blagojevich moved running for governor of the state of Illinois up to beyond $25 million. But you know what? If we do it right, at least Kane County, the fifth largest county in the state of Illinois, 500,000 residents, at least we can make a difference here.
So you're running for president of the board of Kane County.
Right. They actually call it chairman of the Kane County Board.
Okay.
But yeah, it's the chief executive position for Kane County. And there's three things that summarize what my promise is to people who will come out and help me and then vote for me, you know, volunteer and then vote. Number one, we freeze the property tax levy. You know, the idea, how much does government cost us? I'm a budget hawk, and the way to get that taken care of is you just say, you can argue all you want about how you're going to spend it. You just can't have any more of my money.
Okay.
The second thing we're going to do is treat all people with respect, not just the insiders. The idea in the, one of the things that I will not do that has been done in the past in the King County administration is we won't spike favored, directors' salaries, spike them up to $150,000 right before they retire so that they can take $110,000 out of the pension fund every year for not working and then hire them back.
Oh, I thought it was only the teachers' unions that got that little bit of...
Yeah, isn't that something? And I think that the place to start with that is to drain the swamp of all this money going into that office. In the last 6 to 8 years, the person who holds that position has received $1.5 million, which means $750,000. People, you know, your listeners should think to themselves, I can work my whole life, and I'm not going to make that much money. And that's how much is spent on each campaign. And you say, well, who can run anymore, whether it's a libertarian or an independent, when you've got to go up against that kind of establishment cronyism money?
Well, there's your 1% versus your 99%ers. It's not necessarily the rich. It's the politically not connected. They have the best deals.
Well, and that's what we bring to an end. It's in this race. Well, the third thing, by the way, is just honest, competent administration through innovating. I don't have to have too many original ideas. All we have to do is do a survey, work hard of the best practices around the world. Anything that's going to help Kane County residents, and you bring it back here. But this race is a struggle between the grassroots reformers and the establishment insiders protecting their status quo. And people who've known what I've done for 19 years in the state Senate know that I'll stand up to somebody like George Ryan in my own party, Pat Brady, the chairman of the Republican Party, Rob Blagojevich. It doesn't matter what party. It matters what the core principles are. And we've had enough of this, of the runaway property taxes, the money in that just gives all the influence, and then... like lackadaisical management at the local level, and it just gets fatter and fatter. So we put an end to it with your listeners' help.
Well, and also it used to be you moved to Kane County, and it was really an inviting thing to see that your gas taxes would be 5 cents or less than the surrounding counties.
Right,
but it's not true anymore.
No.
What are we going to do about that, sir?
We put we freeze the property tax levy for the county business, for the forest preserve. and indirectly through appointments, the Kane County Board Chairman appoints the directors or the trustees of the Fox Valley Park District. You just put a cap, and like at a forum in St. Charles about a week ago, they asked all the people who were running, well, you know, what are you the most passionate about, and would there ever be an exception that you'd raise taxes for it? And everybody, you know, the other three people said, oh, yes, it's this one or that one, and, you know, you could never close any doors. I say we close that door. We don't have to slam it. We just have to close it and lock it. While our property values are going down, our property taxes are not going to go up. I mean, it's just common sense, isn't it?
Yeah, well, what about the gas taxes, though, specifically?
The gas taxes, I was opposed to the raising of the gas tax. But since we have the gas tax, one of the things that is happening at the state of Illinois that we have to make sure never happens in King County is that they divert the money that we're paying for roads through the gas tax to other purposes in the state of Illinois.
The state of Illinois would never play that shell game now, would they? They never did that with the education funds, did they, with the lottery and stuff?
The lottery, yeah. $650 million, more than half a billion a year, is siphoned out of your gas taxes that are supposed to go to roads in the state of Illinois, and they go to other purposes.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't be so opposed to it if it was an actual user fee.
I know. That's your philosophy. I mean, it's the libertarian philosophy. If you want something, you've got to pay for it. Although a lot of people say, but I don't want all that waste in it.
Right.
You know, all the engineering studies, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I ran against a guy last time for state senate a couple years ago, where while he was village president of a small community west of Aurora, he granted, with board approval, $8.7 million to his daddy's engineering firm for work.
Oh.
And he had the gumption to run for state senate, and people came to the conclusion, this is crazy. So, anyway.
How nice. It's so nice to have friends and family, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, and I just say, put an end to it. We're going to play it straight.
All right.
I've served for 19 years. I'm very excited about the opportunity.
Now, the thing is, Chris, that, of course, you know, it's wonderful to hold the line on taxes and would hopefully reduce them, but what it really comes down is the spending.
Absolutely.
You've got to get the spending down. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, and here is where we may disagree, because we have in the past.
Sure.
It seems to be one of the fastest rising prices, or costs, I should say, in state government, and I would assume county government, is the prison system. This is the jail system.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people that are languishing in jail, in prison, for possession of marijuana. It's something that has never killed anybody, something that doesn't hurt another person.
Yeah.
And in fact, you know, nationally, prescription drugs actually kills more people than the illegal ones.
Yeah.
But again, marijuana never killed a soul. Some might argue if you're driving on, it still should be, you know, under the influence, whatever it is, there should be penalties for that. But, you could almost argue that you might drive safer under influence of marijuana. And yet, we're spending all these hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions, whatever it is, to increase, you know, jail size all the time to incorporate all these people that are just being thrown in for possession. Can we start to reverse that trend? Would that not make sense?
Well, there is a movement to do that, and I understand where you're coming from. I've had different experiences than you have in your life, where one of my dearest friends in undergraduate school, his nickname was Bronsky, came to college a 48.6 second 400 meter. I think he was state champ in New Jersey. He was the free safety at the Duke University football team. Started smoking, pot early on.
Right.
Ended up spending all of his time. It was a bad personal choice.
Oh, I don't disagree that can be problems to that individual. I don't disagree with that.
And he fried his brain. And
yeah.
So
well.
I brought up my children, my four sons, with that story, and I'm glad that they've stayed away from it. I understand freedom.
And Chris, let me understand. You can make even stronger cases about tobacco or especially alcohol.
You can.
So why not make those illegal then too?
Well, that's a good. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Didn't work with prohibition, did it?
Well, bingo. Well, bingo. Right. We got prohibition on steroids now.
Yeah. Well, and
to say nothing to do with what it's done to the erosion of our constitutional rights.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's just that would not be one of the issues that I would lead the charge on. There will be other people like you and other legislators. I mean, there are legislators who bring it forward. And so I understand.
All right, so that's not going to be one of your key issues. Let me just ask you this.
Brought it to the front.
would you stop it? Would you halt it?
Halt what?
I said, if so, others brought that issue. Let's say just medical for starters.
I listen all the time. I voted against medical marijuana on the Senate floor.
I know
but in committee, I listened to the people who came forward, and there were some tremendous stories of the pain relief.
Yes.
And I think with all of our science and medicine, how it is that we can't extract the thing in marijuana that helps a person relieve the pain, how is it that we can't draw that out if it's not, drug companies, who is it who stops this stuff? I mean, I figure we're smart enough to draw out whatever that is so that we could use it without some of the side effects. I would think, but I'm no expert, and I admit it.
You compare, actually there's a study out now that says that it actually reduces brain tumors. Smoking pot actually produces, and it doesn't have to be smoking. I mean, there's other ways to ingest it, too.
Yeah.
Some are going to argue that it's the combination of different chemicals within it that does the trick.
Yes.
So you start reducing it just to one chemical, and you might not get the full benefit.
Right, that's right.
So I'm just going to continue. I know you listen, and you're not this one of these strident ones.
Right.
But so I appreciate the fact that you do listen, but I really think you need to step up a little bit on this issue, because I think in your heart, I think you know that freedom is the answer, not
freedom is the answer. Responsible action, freedom is the answer. Along those lines, that agenda, we have a great contrast in this race. I mean, it couldn't be more clear. I mean, I'm opposed to red light cameras, and I've stood next to Dan Duffy on the Senate floor arguing against red light cameras as he takes a whooping from the president of the Senate, John Cullerton, who pushes the stuff forward, and Dan just pushes so hard back. Well, I'm opposed to red light cameras. My opponent put up several of those revenue generators that people just hate, and then they call me and tell me that they almost get rear-ended because they're so afraid that they're going to...
It's unsafe. What they've set up is a more unsafe situation than not having them.
Absolutely.
And if I were going to be, and you can take, it's free advice, so it's whatever it's worth. It could be no sense at all, but it seems to me I would almost make that my number one issue.
Yeah,
Chris. Well, I think people hate this so much.
I think
if you press the issue, you might be able to win just on this issue alone.
Well, I will be. It's interesting that one lights up the conversation even more than the freeze of the property taxes. I don't know if that's because people don't believe that it can happen, but I know that you're right about the red light cameras. And so anybody who wants to volunteer and push back, there's a fella in your listening area, Warren Redman, who is running actually against the establishment in the Republican Party, where they're for the red light cameras, and he's against it, and he's running for precinct committeeman to remove the guy. And so, there's democracy in action. But, Warren's bringing that forward, and we'll push it.
Very good. All right, we're talking with State Senator Chris Lawson, running for chairman of the board, Kane County, on the Republican Party, of course. Phone number here is 847-931-1410. That's 931-1410. Have any questions, comments, observations, give us a call. We will be back after a few messages.
We we reduce children to their lowest common denominator.
57% of us are functionally illiterate.
For us, excellence is a thing of the past.
We killed the teachers and students at Columbine.
We are all trained to follow orders good.
We have learned to be tolerant of all people, except whites, Christians, and males.
27% of us are put on drugs.
The rest of us take the illegal ones. Two-thirds of us believe that from each according to his ability to each according to his need is part of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution.
7 out of 10 of us don't know either of the senators in our state.
We just placed 19th out of 21 countries on math scores, ahead of the Ivory Coast and Sri Lanka.
We elected
George W. Bush
as president
and re-elected him.
And 9 out of 10 of us are products of the public schools.
This message paid for by the Illinois Indoctrinators Association.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings need your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bast, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
Ever think that you should be getting more out of your computer? Maybe you need a go-to tech guy. A go-to tech guy is somebody who knows computers inside and out and can help you with yours. John Spazieri is a real go-to tech guy. John Spazieri is a 20-year tech veteran who can help you get more out of your computer. Need software installed and configured? Call John. Want to learn word processing or Excel spreadsheets? Call John. John Spazieri comes to your home, works with you one-on-one on your machine, and shows you step-by-step how to do things you've always wanted to do with your computer. Want to upgrade your computer? Call John. Need to build a wireless network? Call John. Call John Spazieri at area code 630-858-6933. That's 630-858-6933. John Spazieri. Make him your go-to tech guy. I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through its jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats? Or regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well, then America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms of our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Diamond Jim's Gas Grill, 325 Meyer Avenue in East Dundee, at the corner of Meyer and Barrington Avenues, on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings. We're talking with State Senator Chris Lawson, who's running as Republican Party nominee for chairman of the Kane County Board. What do you say we go to the phones, Chris?
Oh, that sounds great.
All right, we have Tim. Hey, Tim, how you doing?
Hey, I feel like I've been through a meat grinder.
Hey, welcome welcome to the show. I know you went through a few tough situation there for a while, so glad to hear your voice.
Yeah, it was about a week ago, yeah. Well, now it's great.
Who's
All I do is sleep and eat and make love.
For you. Well, Tim had a torn aorta, actually, so very serious situation.
Yeah, I had open heart surgery a week ago.
Oh, Jim, welcome back.
Yeah, only 20% who have this survive.
Wow.
So I consider myself very, very lucky. And the reason I was calling, Ken, was... The first reason was to let you know that I'm doing all right, getting better. Like I said, things are fine. All I got to do is sleep and eat and make love. That's it. Of course, you know.
That's the spirit.
There you go.
Waking up and finding out you're a breeding bull on a farm up in Wisconsin, you know, that's a little bit different, but I can handle that. That's the only difference. Oh, where's the rim shot?
Oh, well. They went a bit over all our heads there, sorry.
Yeah, apparently. It's an old joke. The reason I actually wanted to call was to let people know that this is a silent killer that people are not usually told about. I wasn't told about. I was told I had high blood pressure and that there was risk of stroke and risk of kidney failure and few other things, but no one ever mentioned that the aorta would actually start to fall apart.
I had never heard of that.
And I know, neither had I, aortic dissection. And it's just a matter of great luck and timing that we were able to get there to the emergency room. I recognized that immediately there was something not normal and it wasn't right, and better go and have this checked out, even if it turns out just to be heartburn. This was the worst heartburn I'd ever had in my life. So I'm just warning our friends out there, because I know how all of our limousine libertarians like to live high on the hog, and... a lot of our friends have high blood pressure, and just to make sure that you're checked and that you're aware, you talk to your doctor about this possibility of the aortic dissection, because once it starts to happen, you literally only have minutes to get into treatment. Otherwise, you'll just bleed out internally. And it's not a fun subject by any means.
Tim lives in, he used to live in DuPage County, lives in Minnesota now. But do you have any questions for Chris at all? Or
no,
don't
I
have to.
Although, okay. I'll have to say he's come around since the last time I've heard him talk. he seems to be a lot more... libertarian-minded in his positions, and I appreciate that. And I also recognize his pragmaticism, he's not necessarily in the right position to present certain things in legislation, but he certainly can co-sponsor or support somebody who does. And I think that's an important thing to do. And I wish him well, you know. Okay. You know,
well, I appreciate that, Jim.
If Stephen Colbert can run for president of South Carolina, you can run for president of King County.
Well, and I wish you well, Jim.
Well, thank you, Chris, okay. And I wish you well as well.
Tim, rest a lot. Take care of yourself, and we'll be talking.
Well, I appreciate all the well wishes.
Okay.
So, anyway.
Take care, buddy.
Great show, Ken. Keep going.
Thank
you. Talk to you later.
All right. Let's move on. And we have George. Hello, George.
Senator Laws, and I know time is short. I have two quick questions, if you could answer them. Question number one, in your long tenure in the state Senate, what would you consider your greatest accomplishment? Question two, what is the galvanizing issue in this county board race? And I'll hang up and listen to your call, and good luck. Thank you.
Looks like we lost Senator Lawson.
We did. Oh, yeah. What a shame. All right. Should we call him back?
Yeah, we can do that. Talk for a minute.
Yeah, all right. I've never done that before. Oh, I'm stumbled now. Well, Chris Lawson's greatest accomplishment in the state Senate. I'll say this. I think he's the only person that voted against all those Bilk, Illinois programs, as I recall. So I'll say that for him. Fiscally, he's been definitely a watchdog against all that spending in Springfield. And do we have him back?
He's back.
All right. Did you hear
back.
Did you hear the questions?
Oh no, it cut out right. I think it cut out right after Jim left the phone.
Yeah. Okay. Well, George wanted to know. He's off the air now, but he wanted to know what your greatest accomplishments were as state senator in the state legislature, and what you think is was the focal point of the campaign.
Yes.
Should be the focal point of your campaign.
The ongoing campaign.
The burning issue.
Okay. Three things as far as accomplishments. The first one, cut pay for politicians by 5%. I know it's not enough. But can you imagine how hard it is to get us chickens to vote for Colonel Sanders for dinner tonight? And so literally passed out of the Senate, out of the House, and then the governor vetoed it, and we overrode his veto, cut pay for politicians 5%. The other two pieces were truth in budgeting, where rather than having two sets of books, one to the bankers, one to the taxpayers, just one set of books on generally accepted accounting principles, and then truth in pension.
What a concept! It's something if you were in the private sector, you'd be thrown in jail for.
You'd be in jail. the argument I used on the Senate floor and in committee. And then truth in pensions, where don't promise more than you can deliver, but when you make the promise, you got to fund it. Those would be the three areas.
Well, and that's something we haven't talked about. We really should talk about. We have a few minutes yet. The pension situation really is the big fat elephant in the room, isn't it?
It's killing us, absolutely killing us. And you know, I've proposed solutions to it 18 years ago, and it was signed into law, basically using compounding interest to catch up. The problem was is we paid on, it was like a 50-year mortgage to pay back what had not been funded. We paid on that mortgage for 10 years, and then when there was enough power in the hands of downtown Chicago Democrats, and I'm not a big partisan. Some of my biggest fights have been against Republican leadership, not the grassroots, but in the leadership. But the downtown Chicago Democrats raided it for billions, and it's been just downhill ever since. So
how do we stop that? How do we
currently? There's the proposal I have on. I put it in legislation 2010. There was a different proposal in 2011. I'm putting it back for this legislative session. I call it cap age and COLA. Cap the abuses of these people walking off with the big chunks of money, which even the teachers and state employees say that's not rank and file stuff. That's just greed. The second is age. We have to ask public employees, please, please work until at least 62, if not 65. 62 is early retirement for Social Security, that has a huge impact on the actuarial liability that we're facing. And then finally, the COLA. The last 2 years, seniors who are listening to your program got no cost of living increase, and yet in government pensions in Illinois, 3% every year. Doesn't matter what happens in the economy, get 3% a year. Got to cut that back. Those three things would save literally tens of billions of dollars.
So new employees, can we maybe should move to a 401k style?
That is already passed.
Oh, it has.
I was one of the.
I heard that just a starting point, but that we really haven't gone full.
I agree.
Full tilt
you.
On that yet. So,
the idea that the taxpayers have to take all the risk of what happens in the market on basically a savings account, it's not fair to the taxpayers.
So if people want to help you with your campaign, how can they do that?
Go to lauzen.com, lauzen.com, and then or call in at 630-264-2419.
Okay. Chris Lauzen, thank you very much for being on the program today, and good luck to you.
Thank you so much, Kenneth.
All righty.
Okay. Bye, Mike.
Take care, Chris.
Okay, this quotation of the week from Voltaire. So long as the people do not care to exercise their freedom, those who wish to tyrannize will do so. For tyrants are active and ardent and will devote themselves in the name of any number of gods, religious and otherwise, to put shackles upon sleeping men.
The preceding paid program sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications.